report has been 86. So next week might be a bit of a challenge. So the report has been circulated to all the members. And I hope members are ready to make input, corrections, or indicate approval of the report. Okay, can we go through to page one of the report? Any comment, any correction? The second page. Page 3. Page 4. 5. Page 6. 7. Honorable Teddy, page 7.
I just wanted some explanation. I hope Doc was going to be, or someone can help me, but the real rand terms, if you could just tell us how that calculated that. You know, is that taking inflation into account? I'm not quite sure how they got, because when you look at the budget in the big book and you see these figures, they don't match up. So someone's done some adjustment here, which I'm not quite sure how they got to those figures. I just wanted to say there was a simple explanation. They talk about nominal increases and real rand terms. Just some explanation.
Is it a general comment or specific or general? I don't know where Doc is delayed. Okay, let's park that, and then we will ask him when he comes. Page 8, page 9, Honorable Pereira.
I think there is mention in at the back of the report under the committee recommendations, but I think that I don't know if we put enough emphasis on the department not tabling its annual reports for the past two consecutive years. I don't know if we put enough emphasis on that.
Okay.
I know it's to do with the cash modified standard, but maybe we can strengthen our comment at the back of it.
Okay. All right, let's deal with that on observations and recommendations. Doc, welcome. Sorry we had to start before you arrived. We should have waited for you otherwise. There is a comment here about the figures. Honorable Patton asked that, are these figures the same with what is in the actual budget document of the department?
On table one.
On page 8, yeah?
Yeah?
Or from page 7? Yeah?
Look, we briefly touched on that informally yesterday.
Correct.
But if you can just explain to the meeting how you got, you speak about nominal terms, you speak about real terms. Is that taking inflation into account? I'm not quite sure how you, with the formula to get to that. If you could just give us, if you can, a simple explanation.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Honorable Harden. What we have actually done in what we do every year is actually to check the budget that is allocated each year and then compete it against what was allocated like, in the previous year. And we determine the inflation, build that into the current budget, and then we compare to see whether there is appreciable increase in the current allocation vis-a-vis the previous allocation. So the real rand values are the values that have actually captured in inflation, whereas the nominal values are just values that they are presented. So when you look at the nominal values, you would see there is an increase in allocation. But when you consider the real value of rand, you would actually see that the budget is actually retarded. In essence, what we're saying here is that 10 rands in your hands last year is not the same 10 rands in your hands this year. This is what the real value actually denotes.
Yeah?
What inflation rate did you use in your calculation?
I think it was actually a formula that we got from the research unit. I think it's 6.2. I haven't actually got it in the paper here, but it's actually on the graphs that I actually worked on.
Okay. All right, thanks, Doc. Page 9, any comment there? Page 10, program 1. Page 11, program 2. Page 12. Program 3, page 13, program 4, page 14, program 5, page 16, program 6, page 17, program 7, page 18, entities, page 19, page 20, page 21, Mangaliso, page 22, page 23, Sanbi, page 24, page 25, Stan Park, page 26, page 27, page 28, committee observation. Honorable Makurela.
On page 28, as we refer to the APPs or strategic goals of the department and the NDP, Vision 2030, in the same bulletin, or if we may need another bullet point, we may need to refer as well to the attempts that we're doing or programs that may be linked to the sustainable development goals, so that we are not limited necessarily to what we're doing here, but link that to the SDGs.
So we are on observation.
Yes.
Okay, I see this. On 59. There is a third bullet point there that talks to the SDGs.
It may be that you have got...
You suggested this, so it was captured.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that's something.
Are we proceeding to page 29?
Yeah.
On page 29, Chanda is Mangalis, the third bullet. Other than just referring to just the last sentence there, just referring to the surrounding community, perhaps it may make sense if we refer to the communities as well as critical stakeholders there. Because some people, communities may be embracing of all of them, but I think there are specific stakeholders, either traditional leadership and so on and so on, who need to be engaged upon from time to time.
Okay. So we say and other critical stakeholders.
Yes.
That's five. Page 30. Conclusions and recommendations.
On page 30. I know I've not made any specific proposal, unless if we're all fine with under Sambi, just that one bullet point. I thought we'll have something that refers to the actual core business of Sambi.
Okay.
Just something, even if I may try to look at this, unfortunately it didn't come ready in terms of what is it that we needed to observe per se, other than the one that is being referred to there.
Oh, no. I think that on Sunday, I forgot, there is an issue about the transfer of the National Zoological Garden to Sunday. Remember, we're supposed to do a site visit, which we did not get approval. And I think we needed to get to appreciate or get a presentation on the challenges that are experienced as part of the handover or the transfer. Can we get a formula? I think we'll do something. We'll formulate something on the need to further look at this transfer and make sure that all the teething problems are adequately addressed. Okay. We did get a presentation on this when we, so we will formulate something on that. Okay, thanks, Whip. And then on the recommendation, okay, Whip, and then Honorable Peden.
Just the last point from me, probably. Bullet point, the last two bullet points. They are more or less the same. In fact, I think we can do with one, unless if the other, although I do know that somewhere in the body of the report we do refer to the performance of source, but that either the first bullet point refers to that, and the other one, because the last sentence talks more about the first bullet. So we can find a way of reconciling that either into one bullet point.
Oh, okay. On page 31.
Yes, they actually repeating each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, you are right. I think something went wrong in the editing there. So yeah, you're right. We'll mesh this together. No. Actually, this the one that starts with source must just be deleted.
Correct.
The second before the last. Means one, bullet point number four. So you're saying, Honorable Pardon, we need to strengthen what?
First of all, on page 9 of the report, it talks to CASH Modified Standard, CMS, but then we go to page 30 of our conclusion and recommendation, we talk about a modified CASH standard. So it's either a CASH Modified Standard or, you know, so we've got two, it's, which one is correct?
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, it should be modified CASH standard.
So then we must change page 9.
Page 9, yeah, must be changed.
But my initial thing was to strengthen it because we say the department, this is the first bullet of the conclusion, should resolve the dispute. But maybe we should put a time period because the next bullet says, says that the Waste Bureau should be appointed as a matter of urgency. I'd just like to put some emphasis. I don't know what words to use. But I think it's totally unacceptable that we've had two consecutive years of delays in our annual reports. So I'd just like some comment on that.
Okay. I think maybe we should, the sentence should start by our expressing disappointment with the non-tabling of the annual report as a result of outstanding issues regarding the application of the modified CASH standard. And then after that, then ask the department to resolve the dispute. Honorable Wick.
Yes, I think I agree that we will incorporate what you're raising. I thought what we could do, and I'm not formulating the entire sentence now, could be to say, whereas we note progress made with regard to the resolution of this matter, because they did come, all of them, perhaps not all of them, but Treasurer was there and so on to present to us in terms of what, how far they've gone. So we could note that, but express our disappointment, you know, in that regard. But also urge them to finalize. The time frame could be within before the next one comes, so that at least they're able to present the annual report. So that we don't go to the next one, to the third time without an annual report. Whether that in terms of the cycle will mean 3 months or will mean whatever, but ensure that it does not go into the third consecutive time without an annual report presented.
Okay. All right, so we will say that the committee expressed its disappointment with the non-tabling of the 2016-17 so the 2016-17 annual report of the department as a result of a dispute between the department and the Office of the Auditor General regarding the application of the modified CASH standard. And then we say we therefore urge the department to resolve the dispute with the National Treasurer and Auditor General. So that sentence can then continue. And then where it says Parliament, it must be full stop, and then we say this must happen before when is the annual report being tabled? So the department has not even tabled up to today.
No, it's not tabled.
So are we going to go to the next one without getting the 2016-17?
Seems only. Unless something happens.
No, we mustn't allow that one. Because the annual report is not only the financial part. There is the part where it deals with the actual performance of the department. Okay, maybe that one we can schedule it. Let's schedule it for before we go on the constituent. Yeah, there's a briefing on that one. Okay, so the time frame, but I think we must also factor into the progress that the week was talking about. That must go to the observation. So what we are saying here about the annual report must also go to the observation to talk about the non-tabling of the annual report. And that is unacceptable, but also we must acknowledge that there is progress that has been registered by the Accountant General, the Acting Accountant General, the AG and the Department, and we must encourage that they must finalize that process so that they are able to submit the annual report in September. Is it fine like that? We will find a proper formulation that will capture what we are saying. Is it fine? Okay. All right. Anything more to say? Honorable, I was going this way up until we conclude. Fine. Madame, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you okay, Honorable?
Yes, no, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, before finalize?
No, Chair, we have to move for the adoption with the amendments that have been made.
Okay, thank you. Move. Honorable Mukunu, seconded. No objection. Agreed to. Thank you very much. We will do the amendment.
Honorable Pardon has not objected, so even in the House, probably, we are not going to have an objection.
We don't know. The East Caucus will discuss, I'm sure, and you will persuade them that there were no much issue. Okay, thank you very much. I see food has been arranged for a 30-minute meeting. We should have arranged food yesterday. But yeah, you are welcome for lunch. The meeting is adjourned until we meet again next Tuesday with the responses.
Yeah, we can do it even a little.